What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Tonight, I just wanna take you away. Throw your arms up in the sky. Let's set this party on fire.
Players,
put your pinky rings up.
Hello. Check. Check.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me? Check.
Yes, I can hear you.
Hold on.
Hang on.
I've got to dust the equipment off here. It's all dusty.
Dust off these too while you're at it.
Huh. It's episode 151 of the Simply Human Podcast with your host Mark and Rick. Just two dudes trying to make ends meet. That's the new intro. What do you think?
That's what it is? Okay. Yeah.
So, Rick, I guess we'll have music playing here, I guess? I don't know. Who cares?
Yeah, I just need to discuss that end of it because, okay, so everyone who listened to the last episode, that was like in November.
November 16th, yeah.
I've grown like a full foot since then, and it's just amazing.
Yeah.
All these things that are happening. I've got a very long beard.
Talk slower.
The reason that we took a little bit of a break to rework things is because Mark recently started a new job that's much more involved with his old one. And then my radio is still on. I realized I was still listening to my car radio.
You idiot.
I moved into a new position at my job in like August. And so my schedule got really wacky. And so it started to become a major headache for you and I to get together. And also to get schedule an interview. And every week it was just stressful. And we were like, hey, listen. Let's rework things a little bit. And so I wanted to throw this out to you. Part of this, at least my motivation, is to make it easier for you to get the podcast out.
Yeah.
Make it easier for us to do. So it's not seems like a chore. So is like putting the music down, like is that
that's
like
easy.
That production, is that
that's,
easy? Or, okay.
That's pretty easy. I'd say what was hard, because like
pick a new song.
Pick a new song. Ooh, okay. Let's pick a new song.
Hey, how about this? How about this? I'm just coming up with this idea
okay.
now.
I'm writing it down.
Everyone. Send us your suggestion for a new intro song.
Okay.
It can be a funny suggestion if you like. It can be a serious suggestion. We will compile some of them,
yes.
And maybe we'll have like a vote on Facebook.
Yeah, well, you. We also, Rick, I'm tasking you with the task of putting that on Facebook.
Okay, yeah,
will
I'll
you do that for me? Okay.
Yeah, I'll do it tonight, actually.
Cool. Yeah, so a lot has happened. Yeah, it's the hard part was like we'd have like the intro, the hot dog, the outro, the interview, the humans being human, and then you'd have like the applause track, the music track, so there's like seven different tracks. If we're just doing one track, there's just like audio, then there's just one music track. Right, so it's just two tracks instead of like eight, and so I'm thinking we'll have like one show we'll release. It'll just be us doing like a segment or two, and then like if we have an interview, we interview Kelly Starrett, and that's the show.
Yeah,
the Kelly Starrett interview.
And so, Yeah, so we're not going to do like the exact same pretty much rigid format as before.
Yeah.
And so if you're listening to this show for our hard-hitting Sam Donaldson-style interviews...
that was so funny.
A guy who does magic...
Coming to you live. A guy who does magic.
That's what you're looking for. We're not saying we'll never have interviews. If we have a good one, then by all means.
Galliette, I'm sure, will be on.
Oh,
we can get,
man,
yeah.
Yes, we haven't talked to her forever. Yeah. So, yeah, we'll definitely have still conversations. But, like, that's, you know, what you're getting is something a little bit more free-flowing.
Yeah.
And for the only explanation of that is because it makes it easier for us to get the podcast done.
Yeah, and if you don't like it, you can go jump off the Grand Canyon, for all I'm concerned.
Or you can just not listen.
Oh, right. Yes, yes. Okay, a lot of stuff that I've written down. Over the last 6 weeks, I've opened up like a notes deal on my phone, and I've written down little ideas of things that have happened that I'm like, ooh, we need to talk about this. The first thing is the towing update.
Oh, yes. I forgot all about this.
Yeah, yeah. So I got an email. I faxed all my stuff in. I got an email back from another guy saying
Hang on. Hey, reset just a little bit.
Okay.
Because I've forgotten some of this.
Okay. Well.
So just a short reset.
Okay, yeah, yeah. So they wanted me to...
Hey. Let me reset.
Uh-oh.
At what you sent him. How about that?
Okay.
So Mark parks his car at Whole Foods to go to a Texas Rangers game, which he's done a million times, and his car gets towed. But here's the rub. He parked his car at Whole Foods and also bought a bunch of stuff at Whole Foods.
Twice.
Went to the baseball game, then came back and spent even more money.
Yeah.
So if the parking lot is for customers only, Mark is very clearly a customer.
Yeah.
So that's his level of complaint.
Yes.
So go on.
So I sent in my complaint. I got an email back saying, here's what you need to do. I did that. It was like I scanned and emailed to this person down at the Texas Department of Licensure and Registration or Regulation or something. Yeah, and like the receipt, all this stuff, and then my like what I was complaining about, like what, you know, what the issue. And then I get another email from a guy that says, hey, I've taken over your case. I just need a couple of things. I need the receipts, if you have them, from Whole Foods. Which, here's the problem. I don't have the receipts. I have...
I never keep the receipts.
Well, I have the bank statement, like the... Okay. But it doesn't... There's no time stamp on it. It's just saying what I spent. And that was it. And then the problem is I used cash for one of the transactions.
Oh,
but listen,
cash, you idiot.
But listen, nowadays the systems that they these retail stores use, they can look up any transaction. So I called the Whole Foods and I got like some
Big Brother is doing us a solid.
I know. So I call. This will be very exciting. I call Whole Foods and I get some on the phone. I tell him exactly based on the amount. That the bank statement was showing, I knew which transaction I used cash and which I used a card. So I was able to narrow it down. I said, here's the card I used. It's about approximately this time for this amount exactly. Then there was another transaction at around 4:15 p.m., a cash transaction of around $34 and change.
Okay,
and
wait. Hey, so the first transaction was a card. The second was cash?
Yes.
Okay, I misunderstood. I thought you said both were cash.
No. One was a card and one was cash, but I didn't know which... One was which, but I used my detective skills to figure out which one was cash and which was the card. Because I knew that the first transaction, I got dried mangoes for, and it was like $4.
Oh my God.
And that's what, because I know I spent more than $4 in the PM, right? So that was like more than a month ago, and I haven't heard back.
That's the
update.
Okay, I am not a lawyer, but I feel like I have a pretty good feel for your case. I like your chances.
Yeah.
If you have, like, if you've received, because, man, when I was like, hey, you're going to have to get a hold of the TDLR, they handle all that stuff. I was like, man,
he's never going to get it.
They probably have, like, 10 million complaints,
yeah.
And they'll call Mark in, like, 5 years.
Well,
there's nothing going to be done.
I'm scared.
Since
the Whole Foods person never got back to me, and then it was the break, and we were gone for 2 weeks, and there was that whole thing, I'm thinking if I get the receipts now and send them in, he's going to be like, dude, this case has been closed, moron.
Yeah.
In other news.
Well, hey, I like your chances of getting some sort of satisfaction.
Okay, well, I need to call the Whole Foods back again and re-follow up and see if I can get those receipts. I got a big event tonight, Rick. And this,
now you do.
And this is, this is gonna air after the show. Did you watch the video that I sent you and Steve?
No, I've been teaching all day. I haven't had a chance.
Okay, well, as soon as we hang up, I want your feedback on that video. So it's a big event. It's called Dancing with the Abilene Stars, which should be renamed Dancing with the People Who Just Happen to Live in Abilene, because I'm not a not a star.
This is the epitome of like a small a medium sized town.
Yeah.
It's not a small town. A small town wouldn't have enough people to dance.
Right.
But like a medium size, like a large town. It's got other stuff to do.
Yeah.
So Abilene is probably population is like, 120,000?
It's exactly what it is, yes.
Like that? Okay. Oh, yes. There you go.
Very good.
So just enough people to be like when you – so I can attest to this. When like the brief time that I was doing local television there, had this at the bragging montage.
Yes.
There were several times in the grocery store. Someone would be like, hey, how's it going,
right,
man? How about them Cooper Cougars?
Yep.
I'm like, oh, God. Yeah, I know. So like whereas, like, if you, the listener, live in like a larger than like a 100,000 person city,
like a top 20 market, yeah.
Yeah, you may not know your local news people because I don't watch the news. I might know two or three of them here in Dallas, maybe. But if like one of them walked past me at the grocery store, I wouldn't recognize them. In a city the size of Abilene, 120,000 people. Everyone watches the news.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone does. And everyone knows who the news people are. It's crazy.
Yeah. And I mean, Rick, it still happens to me. I haven't been on full time in 10 years. And
well,
people
still do the football Friday.
Yeah, but I still have people, yeah, you should come back and do the sports. I like you on the sports. Or you sucked. Man, you sucked. I'm so glad you're gone.
Can I tell you about the time the guy accosted me at church?
No.
About my coarse joking.
Oh, gosh.
The radio show that we used to do.
Oh.
Yeah. And I guess I made one too many, like, veiled 69 jokes or something. And
wait.
Church, this total stranger accosted me.
Okay, I know that this story is fabricated. You know why? Because you are claiming that it happened at church.
Stop it. I hadn't been in church in a really long time. And I was like, hey, I'm going to start going back and being a good person and, you know, stop selling meth and all that stuff that I do on the
side. The first time you go.
My very first day of going back to church in about 6 months, I go to this, like, little country church. It's a city in north of Abilene, a little town.
Hamby.
With an H, Mark. Oh, okay, well, you can give it away if you'd like. And this guy was like, hey, I listened to your show, the radio show. Mark and I also used to work on a radio show with another guy, a sports talk radio show. Me and Mark were both the second bananas. We filled in on different days, and he was the main host. And he was like, hey, I'm really surprised to see you at church based on some of the things that you say on the radio. The Lord
Jeez.
Does not appreciate someone who jokes so coursingly. And, man, I can't tell you. I was so stunned, I didn't have anything to say.
Yeah.
But if I hadn't been so stunned, you would have heard an uncorking of F-bombs at church like you've never seen.
Well, I think...
I would have, like, my nature would have been to unload on this guy.
I think...
Which may be why I should go to church more often.
15 years later, I think if the 36-year-old Rick, if that would happen to the 36-year-old Rick, there wouldn't be the stun. You would just immediately start throwing F-bombs at the guy, like, without question.
I don't know. Like, I'm probably a lot different now than I was 15, 20 years ago. So but, yeah, perhaps.
Yeah, you are more experienced at using the F-word.
I just got done teaching a class for other police officers, by the way.
Yeah.
I've just been talking for the last 8 straight hours about mental health issues.
Oh.
And, gosh, I try to keep a lid on it, but, man, I probably said the F-word at least 500 times in the last 8 hours. I'm not exaggerating.
That's funny. So, yeah. I received a proclamation from the mayor this morning, and I did not use the F-word in my acceptance speech.
I'm sorry, what?
You don't, oh, yeah, you're not on Instagram. So it's
no.
it's National Mentoring Month. And I received a proclamation from the mayor. I'll send you, and you know the mayor.
Same guy?
Yeah, Norm.
God, really?
Yeah, he's in, like, he's done, like, he's resigning, so there's, like, a big race.
What would you want to be the mayor of, like, a city? Like,
I don't know. I
think a couple of years, I'd be like, all right, I've had enough of this.
Yeah, bunch. I just sent you me receiving the proclamation. I did make a joke and made everyone laugh. But I want to talk about this dancing event.
Okay,
so,
yeah.
Okay. So this is a fundraiser for a nonprofit, like basically an orphanage here in town, Hendrick Home for Children. And it's a great organization. And this is their annual like main fundraiser. It will probably raise close to $500,000 tonight, like in one night. It's a big deal. It's at the Abilene Civic Center, which holds more than 14 people. Thank you. Your sarcasm. And it's
lawn chairs set up in a guy's backyard and they Center.
There's just a big sign that says Civic. And there'll be more than 2,000 people there. There are several tables. The front row tables sell 10 toppers sell for $5,000 and they sell out like this summer. It's like a big deal in Abilene. And this is the eighth year they've done it. There are 12 dances, so there's six.
Wait, hang on. This is the eighth year they've done it?
Yes.
Like, this is the first time you've ever participated?
I was a little insulted when they asked me this year.
I think I would a little bit. I think know. You look through celebrities in Abilene, and you may not be first-year material.
Yeah. Second,
maybe,
third.
Fourth, maybe?
Actually,
tops.
Yeah, when they called and asked me to do it this summer, I was kind of like, well, I mean, I can't believe you haven't asked me yet. I was a little upset.
Like you're in the realm of quote unquote celebrities. It's like guys who own car dealerships.
Yes. Like it's a lot of like restaurant owners. The owner of Copper Creek is dancing tonight. The owner of Sharon's, the co-owner of Sharon's Barbecue, Light of Land, she's dancing. So there's six females and six male like quote unquote stars, and then there's six female and six male like professional dancers. Right.
Hang on. Hey, another question. I'm sorry to stop down.
It's okay.
Are the professional dancers? There's 12 of them.
Yes.
Are they all from Abilene?
Yeah. So that like okay.
Where the hell are they finding professional dancers in
okay.
Abilene?
Listen to the definition. Because I had the same reaction that you did. I'm like, are they bringing these people in from Dallas?
They're shipping them in. Yeah. Like, in a shipping container.
Yeah. From yeah. So. So they all get out and they're all wearing like pink chucks and sequins. And so I had the same reaction. Like, we're practicing once a week starting in August. This is a lot of travel for somebody coming in. But here's the rub, and you to steal your phrase. They are like, if you teach dance at a dance studio, you make money teaching, you make money dancing, right? So that is their definition of professional dancer,
okay.
Right?
All right.
So, yes.
When I was like 10. Right. My parents basically started employing me and my brother to do chores around the house. I got paid $10 to clean both bathrooms, our bathroom and my parents' bathroom. My brother got 10 bucks to clean the kitchen. We're supposed to do it once a week. And I started calling myself a professional cleaner.
Uh-huh.
It's basically the same level of like...
Right. Yes.
Like, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
By the very...
Skin of your teeth.
Definition, yeah. I guess.
So my dancer is, she teaches at the Abilene Performing Arts Center. Her husband flies B1s, and she's got a couple of kids, and she dances, you know, kind of on the side. And she's,
I'm not demeaning these people.
Sure, right. But they're not what you
think
of.
They're more dancers than me. I have to have about 10 drinks, and that's when I become a very skilled dancer.
Yeah, pretty right. And so that's kind of the hope for tonight. So we've been practicing.
How drunk are you going to get, by the way? Please tell me you're going
to
get drunk.
Well, okay.
To go dance.
No, I'm gonna disclose all these secrets that I've been keeping since August because this will air after the show. Obviously, I'm not putting this up the next 30 minutes. So we are dancing to a fast song from the soundtrack Magic Mike for like a minute and 15 seconds. Then we end. There's a pause, and then Pony comes on.
Oh, I was just going to ask if you're going to dance to Pony by Genuine.
So listen. So we come out.
How are you going to do that?
Just you won't even believe this, Rick. So I have, this is my, our costume is a red flat-billed backwards hat. a tagless tank, otherwise known as a wife beater, but that's politically incorrect.
Well, it's
to say that.
It's not nice to say that.
Yeah. It's politically correct, just not nice.
Well, I mean, the word... When people say politically correct, that's an automatic brain shutdown for me.
Okay, right. As far as the political...
Okay, you're one of those, okay.
Okay.
So we
okay.
Say things that are nice to people. Ah, you're being politically correct.
Right. It's just...
Racial epithets as you want. Ah, right, enslaved right. At the PC police.
Okay. I'm gonna start... I'm gonna steal that philosophy. Black sweatpants, white Nikes, okay? And we come out and we dance this fast thing, and I'm dancing like freaking hip hop.
Are you going to do the Charleston?
No, I wish. I've been having nightmares for like the last month about this, Rick. Seriously, like I wake up, I dream.
Oh, man. Never do this.
One of the dreams I had was that I was doing the dance in like a 1920s flapper dress. Like, what does that mean? Yeah. So but listen. So then there's a pause, and then Pony comes on, and we're the last show. We're the last performance because of this finale that we're doing, which I'm describing to you now. I have four either current or former ACU football players who are joining me in this. They are walking onto the stage, and they all make me look like a stick figure, right? These guys are like jacked, humongous football players.
Who are they?
I will not name them. I will tell you off the air.
Okay.
There was something that, oh yeah, oh my gosh, I need to remember to, you said a word at the very beginning that I was going to, I need to, hold on, bleep.
Because I didn't know you were.
I know. I wanted to like make it authentic at the beginning. So Pony happens. We dance for a few seconds on Pony, and then they all come out, and we all rip our wife beaters off and finish.
Okay. Freeze. Are they pre-cut? Are we a cut started in them,
Rick,
or are you going to like
no.
really like Hulk Hogan?
I've spent like $60 on wife beaters for us to like practice. With we've like torn through so many wife beaters, so what we found is the best thing is to cut the little hem at the top, like on the like,
yeah.
Oh, you know what I'm talking about, like at the top of the chest, yeah. Cut through that, and then it just comes off like tissue paper. It's those things are just and then we finish the dance, and apparently everyone's gonna. It's open bar tonight, so by the last dance, everyone is gonna be totally drunk. My dancer will not let me drink any, which is fine. I'm very nervous. And so that's the thing. Like there's like, it's a big, we watched the dress rehearsal was last night, and there was like, there's sequins and like lights and confetti cannons, and everyone has these, it's like everybody just tries to go all out. So like, I will not win the competition because it's a fundraising competition.
Oh, what?
The winner is whoever raises the most money, and I'm not,
oh, okay.
I'm a fundraiser, so I'm not out there trying to like, you know, like there are already people that are so far ahead of me on table sales that there's no way I'm going to like win. But there are like there is like best male dancer. There's like hotter than grease award. There's the like best showmanship. There's all these other awards that people will vote on. So there will be like, and hopefully since I'm last, I will be the most memorable, right? Since I've been, I will be the most recent in their memory. So hopefully I'll win something. But I'm like, ugh. This friggin' dance. I've been practicing once a week since August, and it's almost over, and I can't wait for it to be over.
This is the most insane thing I've ever heard.
I know.
Like, I my brain is scrambled just thinking about this entire deal.
To learn and dance. Well,
I will compliment you here.
Well, thank you.
You have guts, because I couldn't do this.
Yeah.
I don't care if they're like, hey, we'll give you $10,000. I'd be like, screw you.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it.
Especially when you see the dance, knowing how out of my comfort zone I am. Like it's...
I feel like that's why I won't like, I'm not a dancer. Like, I won't even dance like
mark
really
that.
At weddings and stuff like that. And mark that. Because I feel like I look ridiculous when I dance,
yeah.
And people are staring at me when I'm dancing, and so I won't even.
Yeah. Well, okay. So I want you, before you get home, very unsafe. Okay. I want you to pull over to the side of the road and watch my video. Just kidding. Just watch it. It's okay. So what happens is like there's like a dancer intro to the and I'll post the link. To my video on YouTube, because it'll be like...
Hey, by the way, is there a way for people, if this is a fundraiser, now that we're telling all these people about it, can you raise any funds about it now? Or
not after the fact. If you enjoy what I'm doing, and like you said, like you're giving me props for stepping out of my comfort zone, you can always give to Big Brothers Big Sisters.
Just swear more.
Yeah, okay. So it's just bbbstx.org. How about that? And there's a donate now. So there's like dancer intro videos. So like, you know, let's say the first one comes up there and she's like, "Hi, I'm a such and such. I have two kids. I got asked to do this by da 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 da. I'm so happy to do it. Hendrick Home is great. We'd love for you to give money to Hendrick Home." That's like the standard like dancer intro video. Well, I show up to the dancer intro like taping, and it's like my time slot. I had all of my hats a box of ping pong balls, a basketball, a samurai sword, and my mountain bike.
What?
Just you'll see the video. And I was like, okay, guys, here's this idea. Here's the concept I have for my video. It's going to be completely different than anyone else's videos. And these two, like, young, you know, filmmakers are, like, tasked with doing these super boring videos. And, like, I think you know, I felt like they got what I was trying to communicate to them. But I didn't know until today when I saw the finished video. And I sent it to Steve. Steve sent back positive feedback. But it's basically a bragging montage. It's like one of the things, like, I at one point I say, I like yogurt. And, like, the other one is, I have a sleep mask. And then, like, at one point I say, you know, I can twirl a basketball on my finger. And then they, like, cut to me, like, not being able to twirl. Yeah, like, I can juggle and then I can't juggle. So I want your feedback on it. So I was really proud of the video, like how it turned out, because it's like so different than any of the other like spare videos, you know, people just like, oh, here's me. It's like, I don't mention my family, like nothing. It's just like me being a total idiot. So I don't know.
How many hours? Right now it's 4:30 hour time. How many hours do you have?
I have to be there, like, and it's a black tie thing. Like, it's like suit and tie. So I'll get there at 6:00. Dressed and ready to go. I've got to run home after this, so I'm dressed and ready to go, and I'll kind of mingle around. The dances start at 7:45, and I'll probably go at like 9:15, and I'm sure like there'll be videos of it posted on Facebook by people. Like, Blake is going to be there, Simply Human's own Blake, and he's gonna video it and send it to all of our buddies, and I'm never going to hear the end of this. But
tell him to send it to me also.
Okay, I will. Yeah. So anyway, my parents are coming. Jen's mom is coming from out of town for this. Like, it's ridiculous. Okay, we have like 5 minutes left, and I wanted to talk about one thing.
That's another real quick thing. Our shows are no longer going to be like an hour-ish long. They're going to be a little bit shorter, kind of like maybe half an hour, whatever.
Okay, yeah, so 30, 45 minutes. One might be an hour. I don't know. Who knows? Who cares, right?
Hey, whatever we feel like doing is what we're going to do, man. So, hey, let's have a freak flag fly. We can't do a long one today. That's what she said, because you have to go.
Here is the thing, the one story that I thought we need to talk about, this story. And I have, like, there are other stories that happened to me. Like, my whole family got really sick, like, right after Thanksgiving, and we can talk about that, like, puking. Those are fun stories. The pit bull over Christmas. Do you know where I'm going with this? Did you hear about the pit bull whose owners tried to put a Christmas sweater on it?
No.
You didn't hear about this? Oh, my gosh. I can't believe you didn't hear about this. They talked about it. Gordo talked about it on Weez News, but I had already heard about it before he talked about it. I'm going to look up a link. I'll link to it in the show notes. There was a pit bull. I can't remember where it was. I'll find the story. But there was, like, a family. There's, like, a mom and a dad and, like, two older siblings, like, two younger siblings, like, teenagers and, like, 5-6-year-olds. And the family pit bull, they go to put a Christmas sweater on it, and the dog goes absolutely ape nuts, like crazy. Okay, like,
really?
It started attacking the woman. One of the older sons gets a kitchen knife and starts stabbing it in the head. It's still going crazy.
There's a video of this?
No, there's no video of it. They just, like, it talks about in the story. The animal control comes, they shoot the taser things at the dog, doesn't even phase the dog. It's attacking all the things. When they tased it, it somehow got back in the house where, like, the two younger kids were, and they finally got it with, like, the beanbag gun and, like, one of those long, like, hoop things. Like, and they were, Gordo was talking about it on the sports talk radio show that we listen to in the mornings, and it's like they were laughing. Like, I mean, obviously, like, nobody died, like, everybody's fine, but it's like the dog was like, you know what? You're not putting that sweater on me. Like, I'm not wearing a Christmas sweater.
Did they kill the dog?
I don't know. Like, that was the thing they
didn't
know.
Surely, if they shot a dog with a beanbag gun, surely that dog is dead.
Dead, surely.
I would imagine, yeah.
Yeah, has to be. But, like, the pit bull was like, no more. He's, like, standing up for all dogs wearing the stupid sweaters. He's like,
man, I've never been a put-a-dog-in-a-sweater kind of guy. No. I feel like to put an animal in a sweater, you have to have, like, a certain
amount of
je ne sais quoi. I don't know what you would call it, but, like, stay a certain personality. Like yeah. you're either a dog sweater guy
or you're not. Yeah.
Like there's no middle ground.
In between.
Yeah, I could see myself possibly. Nope. You'll either do it or you won't do it. Nothing against the people who will.
Right.
I'm just not that guy.
It's just a different breed of people. So the only time that I ever put any sort of clothing on any of my dogs is Rudy, the humongously fat beagle, had like that big fat tumor removed from his armpit.
We talked about that on the show.
Okay, he like couldn't fit through the doggy door. So he gets this thing. But he had this like drain tube put in because there was so much excess like skin and tissue.
Okay.
Well, so we had like, I couldn't figure out how like to, you know, keeping it wrapped was impossible. He was itching at it. And I'm like, what can we do? So we figured out if we put a t-shirt on him and then tied it up like in a knot, like on his lower back.
Like a valley girl.
Yeah. And so like it was like perfect because it would like drip onto the shirt. It didn't get on any of the furniture or like the carpet or anything. And he got out, and when I was like out in the garage working out or something, and he must have been out for like 30 minutes.
Doing,
and finally,
doing shirtless deadlifts in the driveway
because Rudy was wearing my shirt. And so like this lady like drives up and she's like, I think your beagle got out. And we were like, oh really? Like kind of looking over Rudy. And I was like, well, I don't know. I think mine's in the. And she was like, is he wearing a t-shirt? And I was like, oh, yep, that's mine. Sorry. It's like, here comes Rudy with like an extra large t-shirt on that like barely fits him. Oh, but that was not a Christmas sweater. So,
hey, that's a good story. And that reminds me, we need to do some Christmas gift talk.
Okay. I'll write that down.
If we have time now or the next time.
Yeah, we'll do
Mark
it the next time.
And I give each other.
Oh, yes.
Kind of like white elephant Christmas gifts, I guess, but like we're trying to spend the least amount of money possible and trying to maximize ridiculousness. Every longtime listeners of the show might remember from 1 year ago where Mark gave me some. Can I say it?
I'll bleep it.
Well, then I'm going to say this in a way that they can't be beeped. How about that?
Okay.
Can I do that?
You can try.
Some beads that some human beings will use to enhance a sexual act.
Oh, right, Jack gave those to me at our thing, and I like put
you regifted them
right because I
so
didn't want them.
Remembers this story, I think of when I get these, and I was like, God, Mark, you idiot. And I just threw them in a drawer, thinking I'll re-gift them at some point.
And then your wife saw them.
And my wife finds them, and she is like, hell no. We are not going to be messing around with some stuff like this. Like, no, you don't understand.
It's a goof.
Oh, God. I'm sorry. That's not what I'm trying to get you.
And you're texting me like, you idiot.
Yeah. So, we will talk. We'll do Christmas gift talk.
Okay.
Next.
All right. I've got that down. I've got a couple other stories that I was going to do too. So, okay. Then there's no tip.
We're going to do like a tip of the week or
no? Not this first. We will, but not on this first one. This first one is just like, hey, we're back. Thanks everybody for being patient, and I'll just be interested to see like how much feedback we get. Send us a song choice for the new intro song, and Rick will also. I mean, we might have it already picked if we have good, some good Facebook comments. Yeah. But anyway, just want to tell everybody Happy New Year, and I hope everyone had happy holidays. And we'll just subscribe to us, and then just kind of check in periodically, and it won't be like every Monday or every Tuesday. It might be a couple shows a month, and we'll just see where it goes.
Yeah, we'll be a little bit more freeform, and so like us on Facebook, and we will put out on there when we're doing an episode.
There you go.
So that in case I don't know. Yeah. I downloaded Stitcher on my work phone, which is it's an Android.
We should be on Stitcher, so.
Yeah, we are, but Stitcher confuses me. Like, it's weird to me. It's not
You're
as easy
just a
as
caveman.
I do. So, like, if you have trouble getting the subscriptions or whatever, we'll put it out on social media when we have an episode, just so you're not missing out. Thank you to all the people who reached out to us over the holiday. Like, hey,
what the heck,
guys, can't wait to come back. That was super flattering, actually. Yeah. So thank you so much, and hopefully this works out well for me.
Yeah.
I'm really excited about doing this.
And that is going to do it for this edition of the Simply Human Podcast.
Are we still going to do this? And remember?
But so until next time, we messed it up.
You can so many pretty girls around me, and they're waking up the rocket. Keep up. Why you mad? Fix
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.